Yesterday we discussed the quotation that Tosis brings from the Shiltas, that Kol HaNekol Ba'aretz Halacha Gmaisa B'chutz La'aretz applies to this topic of Neter Revai versus Kerem Revai. Machlokes HaTanoim, whether the din of Revai is limited only to grapes or it applies to all kinds of fruit trees. So even though now, so we pass the Neter Revai B'chutz La'aretz, we have a right to be Mekol. That's what Tyson says, that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And the Rabbi Yoina says he disagrees with this Shultas. He thinks that that statement, the Gemara didn't say it as a universal statement. The Gemara said it when it gets to one particular instance. When it gets to the Kafrisin in there, Yoinas, we'll have to get to it. And he doesn't think that he has a right to extend it at all. The Gemara only intended to apply it in that particular instance. It's not a rule that applies in general. It doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. That's what the Rabbi Yoni says. So the Vilna Gaon on Yeridei chapped the Rabbi Yoni. He says, no. You look there, the Masoros HaShas. On Kalamek was Lachim was Luchas Lara. So he gives you a cross-reference. It says Shabbos Kuf Lamates. Shabbos Kuf Lamates, the Gemara applies it to a totally unrelated case, a totally different case in a different area. There in the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about the kilayim bechutz lords, planting kilay hakerem bechutz lords is only awesome in the Rabbanan. Kilay hakerem is from the mitzvah satvi's bars. It only applies menatar and eretz yisrael. But the Rabbanan, they asked it in chutz lords. So the Gemara says there, well, we know that din is called mekel bars halacha gemasa bechutz lords. So how can you say that it's not a universal klal? So that's what the Vilna Gaon tainus against the shiltas. Okay. Yeah. Yesterday we were learning, we got more or less to Laman Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara has about 10 lines on the top he left off. So the Gemara has an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. All the food that grows from the ground, does that belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or does that belong to the Bnei Yisrael, or does that belong to the human beings? Lakachti, there's a rule, whoever owns the karka owns the pears that grow on the karka. Aroi Ashbach. Akarka Shali Hishbiach. So who owns the earth? Hashem Horatzim Loya. The earth belongs to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. So Aroi Ashbach, whatever grows, belongs to him. So that's what the Pasuk in Hosea says, well, Akachti Digoni Bi'ito. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is going to take back the food. It grows on his earth, so it belongs to him. And then on the other hand, you have the Pasuk that if the earth belongs to us, so Aroi Ashbach, the parents belong to us. We are Safta Digon Echo. That it belongs to us. It's an apparent contradiction. Who does it belong to? Gemara says, "Loi kasha kamis man shei solos mitzanu shalmakim kamis man shei neisu solos mitzanu shalmakim." And the rosh mitzanu shalmakim said, "The Baruch Shalom gives it to us." So it's the gonecho. When we're not rosh mitzanu shalmakim, we don't deserve. So then the Baruch Shalom takes it away and he waves a finger and he says, "It's mine. It's not yours. You have no right to take it." Okay. Is it the goni or is it the goncho? That's how Rashi explains. Is it the goni or is it the goncho? So in explaining this pasuk, the Gemara, this Rab Chanina bar Papa, when he gives the teretz loy kasha, he's commenting that that pasuk the asafta the gonecho is bisman sheisolas mitzanu shalmokam. That's what it sounds like. Well, you are doing l'shana sauchim adam shenatam. How does it go? Vayayim shemat yishmuel mitzvay sai. If you keep the mitzvahs, it says, V'yasaf to the ganecha. That sounds like V'zman Sheisal Esim Tzorna Shamachim. That's the Pashup Shah. So then the Gemara, this leads the Gemara into the Tanur Abonim, to the Machlekes HaTanon. There seems to be a contradiction, another contradiction between two psukim, a contradiction in observance of the mitzvahs. How are we supposed to observe the mitzvahs? We have in the Yud Gimel Midrash, I'll turn it Reshes Bem. So we have one in the Mishnah Simam Achishim. So once in a while, you have Shnei Ksivim Amachishim. There is no Kosav Ashlishi Shiachri Benin. So what do you do? What do you do when there's no Kosav Ashlishi? So the Gemara has Amach Leke Satanayim. How do you deal with such a case? So for example, the Gemara Beitza has Amach Leke Satanayim. There is an apparent contradiction between the two psukim describing how we are supposed to observe Yontif. One pasuk describes Atzeres Tielachem, and one pasuk describes it Atzeres Hashem Elokechot. So Atzeres Tielachem means you eat and you drink, and you relax, and you go strolling, and you have a good time. And the other pasuk, Atzeres Hashem Elokechot, means that you daven extra, and the rabbi gives extra droshes, and extra shiurim, and everything is Hashem Elokechot. So and there is no kasuv ashlishi shiakri benem. So how do you resolve this apparent steer between the two pesukim? Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in his sefer Beis Oitzer. He wrote a Beis Oitzer. It's an encyclopedia of his chidush Torah. Not a encyclopedia Talmud. Encyclopedia of his chidush Torah, alphabetically arranged. He only printed the Aleph in the beginning of Beis, and the rest, I think, he didn't get the print. And then in the Second World War, everything was destroyed by the Nazis. So you don't have it. So he raises this issue. What do you do? How do you deal with the Shnei Ksivim Amachishim? As I said, there is no Kosma Shlishi Sheachri Ebenem. So the Gemara has a Machlek, so Blazer Rebbe Yeshua. So Rebbe Yeshua's opinion is the accepted opinion. He says, Chetzi L'Hashem V'Chetzi L'Hashem. There is no Kosma Shlishi Sheachri Ebenem. So you have to make on your own. The Chachamim have to make a compromise and figure out how to blend in half and half. Apart from this passing, apart from that passing, that's how you keep the mitzvah. And Reb Leizer says, no, there is no, you have no right to make your own pshara on your own. So Reb Leizer is of the opinion that when you have a shnei ksuvim amakrishim zez, that means either this or that. You have it's an option, either A or B. O kula l'Hashem, o kula l'Hashem. Either, some of the Rishonim say it doesn't mean that Reb Leizer recommends fasting on Yom Tovim. He also agrees that you have breakfast, whatever, lunch. But you don't have elaborate meals. We have elaborate meals on Yom Tov that take a few hours, and it's a Suda G'dayla. So Reb Leizer says, either Kula L'Hashem, you have your meals, but you should really dedicate the whole day to learning and to davening, or Kula L'Hashem, or you should dedicate, or you should daven briefly. You daven every day, you daven. Every day you learn a little bit. You have to learn a little bit. But either you should dedicate the whole day to davening and to learning and just have brief meals, or you should dedicate the whole day to eating, drinking, and making merry and have a brief davening, not to have the chazan give long chazanas and the rabbi give extra shurim and so on. That's the machlokes of Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. We pass in halacha like Rebbe Yeshua. So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that the machlokes here is the same. You have what seems to be a contradiction between the two psukim. Fish and emra lo yom shteifa terazemi pichov hagisva yom v'loila. So it sounds like he's supposed to learn all day and all night, whenever there's a free moment. Yochav varm kichsavam shtaka learn all day and all night. Everyone should join the kollel. Tamalom v'yasafto digon echa. What does it mean? You have to make a living. Are you going to make a living? So how are you going to learn? So Rabbi Shmuel says you make a compromise. Hanik by meaning daracheres, tayrim daracheres. You have a tav tayrim daracheres. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, got to make a living a little bit, and then you have to try to learn a little bit. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, what do you mean? Ef shirad mecharish b'shas charisha b'zareh b'shas riyah b'koytze b'shas ktsira dosh b'shas disha b'zareh etc. Torah matay aleh. What do you mean? You are safta divanech. What do you mean? Lo yom seif ha'torah zemi picha. How will he succeed in learning if he's going to be Yosek and Parnasa half a day? So he says everybody has to, it's sort of optional. Klal is divided into two groups. Those who are Yosek and Mitzvah Shambakam are going to choose to learn in a Kailo. That's what they told me. 81% of the Haredim in Eretz Israel do not work for a living. Male Haredim in Eretz Israel do not work for a living. So they're following Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's opinion. So they don't work for a living. They just sit and learn all day. And Bizman Shein Oysim Etzonu Shel Mokom, that's, the Torah gives you the two alternatives, and the Torah recommends you should choose, or V'chat HaRachayim, you should choose this option. That sounds a lot like the other machleks of Lezer Reb Yeshua and Beitza. When you have a Shnei Ksivim HaVakrishim Zezeh, how do you deal with it? So how do we deal with this halacha ma'aseh? So the pashtuns are just like we pass like Rabbi Yeshua over there, so too we should follow Rabbi Shmuel over here. That hanik by minig daracheres. So that's what Abayi comments. Har biyosik k'Rabbi Shmuel be also be adam, and k'Rabbi Shimon v'Chai v'lay also be adam. Many try to do 81%. Try to do like Rabbi Shimon v'Chai, and it's not working. It's failing. It can't work. How can you have 81% of the population and the men in the population not working for a living? It's ridiculous. Harbi Yosef, maybe that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says. Harbi Yosef, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai will also be Adam. The program of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is for the Yechidim. It's not a program for the masses. 81% is not going to be Matzliach. A small percentage of the people, like in Europe, when they had Koilel. So they had a Koilel, less than 1% of the population was learning in a Koilel. They had yeshivas. A very small percentage of the population was learning in yeshivas. And it's not because the rest were not religious. The rest were, many of the others were also religious. They worked for a living. What job's not shaykh? You're gonna die from starvation if you don't work for a living. How can you live off of charity? It's impossible. It's not going to work. So the accepted opinion is like harbi yosi kerabish malbi also be open. You have no choice. Omalei rabbi. That's what Abai says. Rab Chaim Valojin says for the Yechidim, it's a program for Yechidim. Some people. Yes, they ask. They should ask someone who knows them to determine. So unfortunately, they have their Rabbonim and they tell them all that they all have to stay learning the Koilel. It's a little ridiculous. How can it be? How can it be? They're all cut out to be such great Talmid Chacham. It's not shy. Pardon me? I don't know. But it's not shaykh. Who's going to support all of them? The whole thing is going to... There's not going to be any shalom bayis if there's no parnas. They're going to have to come to America every time they have to marry off a child. And no one's going to want to be mishadach with them because they have no money. Yes, everything is going to collapse. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so whenever there's machlokes Abai v'Rava, we usually paskan like Rava, but Rava doesn't disagree with Abai. Rava tells the same thing as Abai. It tells the Talmidim that when it's the busy season in the business, go help your wives and make sure that you make a parnasa. It's not shy. He says, but matusa min aichu, please. Apparently the Talmidim wanted to do like the Haredim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rava pleads with them, but matusa min aichu, please, b'yamin disim, b'yamin tishrei, that's when apparently those who work on a farm, so in this and a Tishrei, you got to do all the work on the farm. So that's what we assume.
What would Rabbi Ishmael do with Rabbi Shimon's pasuk of Bamduzar and Barot Zaneh?
Okay, the day will come that prophecy will be fulfilled. It hasn't taken place yet. It will happen in the future. That's a promise for the future. The end of Ishaya, the promise is Limos HaMashiach. Okay, the Mosa Mashiach. The two psukim seem to be contradicting each other, right? So we assume, like Rabbi Shmuel, that you blend in the two psukim together and you make a compromise. Centrist Judaism. You blend in. That's Rabbi Shua. Chatzilach Shema, Chatzilach Shema. Doesn't mean you keep after mitzvahs when you have snake soup and makrishim zezze. So you blend in the two psukim together.
There's another way.
Gemara says that the bare minimum to fulfill the mitzvah is Kriya Shema Bayam, Kriya Shema Ba'erev, right? Whenever you have a mitzvah in the Chumash and it doesn't say how often it has to be fulfilled, so we assume that it means once a day, every day. That's the Gemara's called by Duchening. The Gemara says in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that the Kohanim are only obligated to Duchen when called upon. When you don't call upon them, they're not obligated to. And even if you call upon them a second time in the same day, they're not obligated to Duchen a second time. With the Rabbanon and the Chachamim Mechayiv, if they Duchen in Shachris, and they're davening Musaf in the same minyan, where they daven Shachris, they're Mechayiv to Duchen when called upon Shachris and Musaf. But in HaTorah, once they Duchen once a day, they're not Mechayiv to Duchen a second time. Or let's say on a weekday where there is no Musaf, so there's only Shachris, they Duchen in the first minyan. And then as they're taking off the tefillin, so they call upon them again to duchen at the second minyan, and then to duchen at the third minyan, the fourth minyan, the fifth minyan. They can stay all day long and keep on duchening. So the Gemara says they're not obligated, even the Rabbanon, they're not obligated. So that's what the Gemara assumes. The kalal is that whenever there's a mitzvah, and it doesn't say in the Chumash how often that mitzvah has to be observed, so we assume al pi pashtus, and it means once a day, every day. So that's how the Rambam knew that davening, the Rambam's opinion is that the obligation to daven is min ha-Torah. I think Morris says it's only min ha-Rabbanon, so the Rambam says that means the minyan ha-Tfilos. The fact that we daven three times a day, four times a day, five times a day, and Yom Kippur, you have five times a day, you have Nila, That's only midirabbanim. In Atorah you daven once a day. Or the nusach hatfilah is midirabbanim. In Atorah you daven once a day every day. How did the Rambam know that it's once a day every day? Maybe it's once in a lifetime. Maybe it's once a month. Once a year. So the answer is he got it probably from that Gemara by duchening that whenever you have a mitzvah and it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled. So it's assumed that it's once a day every day. So the same would have been true regarding Liman Ater. It says, Lamaratim Osim, Mishmaratim Lasosim, it says, although we have to learn. So he would have thought to learn 5 minutes once a day every day. Now we have a pasuk in Yeshua that says, Bahagis ba yom valoilo. So the pasuk is Megala, that it's not enough once a day every day. It means you have to learn once a day every day in the daytime, once a night every night. Once a day and once a night. That's the Machlokes Ata. That's the pasuk says you have to recite Kriya Shema. So the Gemara has a machlekes where the Kriya and Daf Chof Aleph. Gemara has a machlekes where the Kriya Shema is the Raya, said Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. How can you say Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon? It says black and white. B'shach b'chov kumecha. So the answer is the Rabbi Yehuda explains. The Gemara says, "Who be divrei Torah who dechsev?" The machlekes is everybody agrees that you're obligated to learn Torah. V'hagisa b'yom v'loila. That pasuk in Yeshua. So according to one Tana, that's what it says in the Chumash. You should recite Divrei Torah, you should learn Torah, B'shach B'chav Kumech, you should learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. But the fact that you have to say Davka, these Parsha Shema, V'yoyim Shamoah, and V'yoymer, B'davka, these three Parshas, one opinion in the Gemara, that's only Midi Rabbanon. Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, what does it say, B'shach B'chav Kumech, Hu B'divrei Torah, Hu Dechsib? Amalei Abai, Masa Rabbi Yosef, B'shach B'chav Kumech, Amalei Abai, Hu B'divrei Torah, Hu Dechsib? You have to learn by Yom HaBalayla. The other opinion holds not that Kriya Shema, that's that we assume that Kriya Shema is the Raisa. So this Pasuk in Chumash doesn't really prove the point. B'shach B'chav Kamecha doesn't really prove the point that you have to learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. Yoylam, maybe only Mukhif to learn once a day every day. And this Pasuk goes on reciting Kriya Shema as a different mitzvah. But once you have the Pasuk in Yeshua, then you know that the Gisa by Yom HaBalayla. So that Pasuk is Megala, that this mitzvah is not the same as Duchening. Not the same as tefillah, that it's once a day every day. It means once a day every day and once a night every night. So the Gemara says there in Menachos that what if a person has no brera, he has to work all day and all night. So the bare minimum is that he has to recite at least for 2 minutes, 1 or 2 minutes every day, 1 or 2 minutes every night. A little bit every day and a little bit every night. But you're not fully yotzei the mitzvah. If you have more free time, you're not yotzei the mitzvah with that. One is obligated to learn more than that. The schus of Shema Yisrael, yeah. The Gemara says Shema Yisrael Atem Kreid Ma'ayom LaMuhammad. The Moshoch Muhammad gives a drasha to the soldiers in the army. So the Gemara says Shema Yisrael B'schus the mitzvah Shema Yisrael, they deserve to win. So that statement, that Gemara giving that interpretation, assumes that Kriya Shema is derais. Shagzar has a tshuva. Should we pask in Kriya Shema is derais and Kriya Shema is lav derais? So there, Taisus, it quotes the Taisus in Seita as a discussion. Which way do we pask? The Rambam passing is that Kriya Shema is derais and that Gemara Chof Aleph from Menachem. Then the Gemara says, Omer Abba Bar Bachan, Omer Rab Yechanan Mishum Rab Yudah B'Rabbi Loi. Barei Shalok Lok Doris Harishanim Doris Hachrein. Doris Harishanim also Terosim Keva Umalachtom Aroi, and they succeeded in both. They succeeded in learning and they made a living. Zulazun is Kamev Yod. In the later generations, Doris Hachreinim also Malachtom Keva V'Terosim Aroi. So they didn't succeed in either. Zulazun is Kamev Yod. So one should try to make, the Gemara is recommending, everybody should try to make his Liman HaTorah Keva and his Parnasa Aroi. Yeah.
This isn't a Siyuah, it's for Shimon Bar Everybody works all the time, nobody learns, and they're not successful either. Why we should do like Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai?
I think they're both assuming like Rabbi Shmuel, no? The Deres HaRishayim, Deres HaChayim, they're both assuming like Rabbi Shmuel. But the question is, do you place the emphasis on the work, and then you learn a little bit, half an hour a day? Or do you try to learn a significant amount every day and try to cut down the work for the parnasa to the bare minimum?
That was the bit of Derech Eretz, though, was that why did they say, look, the Derech Eretz now is we work all day and we learn a little bit at night and a little bit in the morning. So that should be a student's Rabbi Shmuel as well.
What Hanik behind Minig Derech Eretz, I don't think it means you should follow the way of the world. Hanamiratarchatz means you have to work for a living. Darchatz just means parnasa. You work for a living. The question is, how do you proportion your time? Should your main concentration be on your learning, or should your main concentration be on the parnasa? Yes, okay, this is a good